When you get a pain in some part of your body, there are common everyday medicines that you reach for to get some relief. One of my guests had done that for many years. Then one day he found himself in the hospital being treated for a bleeding ulcer. Odd part is, the cause of this ulcer was something he thought he was taking to help him feel better. Here to explain this further is legendary comedian Tim Conway, along with Dr. Semel Wilcox, chair of the Reduce campaign, which is setting out to raise awareness about this issue. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you sound very bright and chipper, Tim.
Yes, I do, by golly. Well, I love to get up at 6 in the morning.
In the dark and the rain and all that good stuff.
Start your day and keep moving.
That's it. Let's backtrack a little bit and fill in, because that does sound a little confusing, because you were taking, of all things, baby aspirin. How could baby aspirin come back to bite you in, well, in this case, the stomach?
That's right. Well, actually, that's true. I was taking baby aspirin, and I had been advised by, you know, you read newspaper articles, and people say, you know, this and that, and without even consulting my physician, I decided, well, what the heck, I might as well get on this health kick, too. So rather than take a baby aspirin, I figured, you know, if you took a couple of aspirin, real aspirin, that would help you out a lot more. But in reality, you do more damage to yourself in that way, and the next thing I know, I had incited an ulcer within my stomach and had no knowledge of it, and in a matter of 20 minutes the ulcer had ruptured and I was bleeding to death. Unfortunately, I got to a hospital in time, and so when the AGA asked me to join this campaign for Reduce the Risk, I was delighted, because we get to get airtime with you, as they say.
Aww.
And get to tell people about the risks of over-the-counter painkillers.
Well, we have a comfort zone, because I'm tall like Harvey Korman, so
there
that's why
go.
That's why you're comfortable. Let's bring Dr. Wilcox in, because look at what we're concerned here. They're called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, if you don't want to twist your tongue into a knot this time of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
These are fairly common things that people have been taking for a lot of years.
That's right, and a common misperception is that, hey, if I can buy it in a drugstore, it's got to be safe. But
sure,
these are drugs just like the drugs you get from your physician. So you really need to educate yourself about the potential risks. Talk to your doctor, talk to your pharmacist, get more information from our phone number website.
The website, by the way, www.2reduce.org. And if you want a phone to get more info about this, 1-888-2-REDUCE. We'll give you that a couple of times as we go along here, as we talk with Tim Conway and Dr. Semel Wilcox about the Reduce campaign. Back to the doctor, is this a health issue where you get some early warning signs, or is it on the worst side of the ledger sheet and you get this terrible surprise like Tim got?
I think Tim's case is fairly typical. In general, you don't have any warning signs. So one day you're fine, and one day, boom, you're like Tim, having a significant problem. So don't look for any warning signs or symptoms. That's why you really need to educate yourself.
How did you react to this, Tim? Because just hearing this as a healthy person, you're thinking, gee, I thought this would be something good to do for me, and now what do I do?
You're absolutely right, and the doctor is absolutely right. I had no warning whatsoever. I truly was making a phone reservation for a restaurant, and I said, you know, I think I don't feel all that well. And the next thing I know, I was on a gurney on my way to the hospital. It hits that fast, and had I not been near a hospital, you know, I had just flown into New York, and had this happened on an airplane, I don't think I would be here to tell people about it today, because it was, I truly took my blood count from 14 to 6, and I needed actually 2 units of blood before they could even operate. So it was, you know, I was just vomiting blood, and it wasn't a pretty picture. And fortunately, I was around the corner from a hospital.
Thank God for that. Back to Dr. Wilcox. Is this something that everyone is susceptible to, or are there certain age and health and risk factors that make someone a greater risk of having this happen?
Well, I guess everybody really is at risk for a problem, but we know that some people are at greater risk. Those people who are over age 60, those people who've had a prior ulcer or ulcer complication, and those people who take multiple NSAIDs or NSAIDs in higher doses. Those are the 3 biggest risk groups.
For Tim, since you have started to do this to improve your heart health, does something good come out of something bad like this, that you learn other options, other things you can do to get the same cause without the bleeding ulcer?
Well, I hired Dr. Mel here to be with me 24 hours a day.
Oh, okay.
That was the first step I took, because I'm not going to get into that again. No, actually, we're not telling people not to take them. We're actually just telling people to consult their physician or even their pharmacist to the dangers of mixing and matching and over-medicating yourself. You know, as I said, I thought a baby aspirin would do you good, so why wouldn't a whole jar of aspirin do you a lot more in a hurry? And we have a tendency to do that. So we're just saying, you know, consult your physician and your pharmacist or your pharmacist and see if you aren't really endangering yourself in a situation like this.
Talking with Tim Conway and Dr. C. Mel Wilcox about the Reduce campaign. They're on the web at www.2reduce.org and 888-2-REDUCE if you want to phone up and find out more. Just to wrap things up with the doctor, some advice for the person listening for when they talk to their doctor, and some advice for the medical professional who might be listening for when they see their patients, of things they should make a priority when they hopefully talk with each other.
Well, the biggest priority, I think, is to make sure that they're communicating on what medications the doctor is giving and what drugs the patients are taking. So we as physicians need to ask patients about over-the-counter medications, and patients need to be sure they tell the physicians that they're taking drugs they buy in the drugstore, because they are, in fact, drugs.
So once again, the website to find out more about the Reduce campaign is www.2reduce.org. Of course, we'll pop a link up over at christabella.com for easy reference. And if you prefer to do some dialing, it's 1-888-2-REDUCE. We've been talking with the chair of the Reduce campaign, Dr. C. Mel Wilcox, and one of the legends of the world of comedy, Tim Conway. Guys, thanks for doing the good work that you do with this issue. And, Tim, thanks for always making us laugh. Thanks, both of you, for being here today.
Thank you very much for sharing the time. Thank you.